الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we try to explain, this is the basis of Ramadan and the rozas which Allah Ta'ala has made farz for us. But Allah has presented it in such a loving way that we don't feel the difficulty and the hardship of roza. In fact, we become keen and we go forward to it. So we should try and try as much as possible before Ramadan also read, listen to bayans, etc., that what the value of Ramadan, so that eagerness comes for it. And after Ramadan will be ayyami hajna, that the eagerness for that, even if we are not going for hajj. Allah give us the tawfiq that our hearts incline towards Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif all the time, and especially when the days of hajj come in. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, says, when the moon is sighted for Eid, people become happy. Now Eid is here, but my happiness is that my heart just inclines now. It's the mawsam now. It's the season of Hajj now. That all the lovers of Allah will be gathering at Makkah Sharif, going to Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, all that. So that also. And after that will be Qurbani again, which is another very, very great ibadat. So for all this, from Rajab, the namaz we should study about Mi'raj, very, very important, and great, great inspirations and great lessons about Mi'raj. And then Shaban, about the 15th of Shaban, the cleansing, purifying period. And then about Ramadan also, how much we can, and Allah makes it that eagerness comes into us, that we look forward. As we see, that is the mizaj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who made so much dua in anticipation, eagerness, and he motivated the ummah also towards this. So Allah ta'ala give us that. So with regard to the month of Ramadan, what is it that we have to get from this month? Perhaps for many of us, we have to keep rozas, we keep, and alhamdulillah, perhaps it is. Don't know how to say, whether we should say alhamdulillah, but it is perhaps that more people keep rozas than make namaz. There are many people who don't make namaz, but rozas they will keep. There are many people like that. All who make namaz, inshallah, they all keep rozas. But there are many who keep their rozas, but they are weak still with namaz. So rozas are there. So what is it that we have to get from this rozas, from the month of Ramadan? What is the object of it? There are quite a few of it, and Allah Ta'ala open upon us, and we make those our objectives. That is very, very important. And if we can, as in the light of the teachings of our elders, every morning when we get up, speak to Allah Ta'ala, and what is my purpose of life, my maqsad of my life. There are many things which we can say, and then that will help us to work towards that. So with regard to Ramadan and the fasting of Ramadan, the object which the Quran Sharif has explained here in this ayat, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we get taqwa. So that we should see, are we getting our taqwa? If we are keeping rozas just because we have to keep, so we will keep our rozas. And I did my duty for Ramadan, I took it rozas, I kept rozas. And if we go a little bit further, that rozas, did I keep rozas or was I staying hungry? And I tried to keep rozas, that what was roza. But if we keep this in mind, that I to get taqwa, in other words, my pay, so to say, that did I get my pay at the end of the month of Ramadan? Did I get this taqwa? Today I'm 50 years old, I've been keeping rozas for 35, 40 years, so perhaps even more. But did I get this taqwa, this object which Allah has said that the purpose of Ramadan is this taqwa. And taqwa, we all have heard a lot of times what taqwa is and what the benefits of taqwa is. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. For a person who has got taqwa, Allah will open a way for him. Whenever any difficulties come, a person has got taqwa, so what a great benefit if we acquire taqwa. Because we know in our day-to-day lives in this world, we are facing challenges all the time. On an individual basis, family basis, community basis, the ummah. But if we have taqwa, Allah will open the way. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Then and Allah will give him rosy from sources and places where he could not imagine also. And Allah Ta'ala, definitely if we study and we see the lives of our elders, that a person who had taqwa, how Allah Ta'ala opened, what doors Allah opened on that person. So if we have to make effort for taqwa, we make a lot of effort for rozi, which we should, as it's a fariza ba'd al-faraid, after doing our other faraiz, this is also a faraz to acquire our rozi. For those who have to acquire their rozi and who have to look after themselves, their families, etc., they have to acquire it. But if we acquire taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will give us rozi from sources that we did not understand and we could not imagine. And this is, we see with our eyes. Generally, the ulama who teach in madaris, in makatib, who are doing deen's work, they are not doing it to earn a rozi. If we are, we have to change our intention. That is not the correct intention. We should be serving deen for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So they are serving deen. Allah made it that they are getting their rozi without working for rozi. Their teaching is not to work for rozi. Their teaching is to serve deen for the pleasure of Allah. But Allah made the system such that they get their rozi. And anyone else also, a person who will turn to ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, etc., and he hasn't got time to earn, it is his fariza. But if he turns and he acquires taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will open doors for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And a person who has got tawakkul, he trusts upon Allah, Allah will be sufficient for him. Allah will see to all his needs. So these are the things that we will get. So if we get this taqwa in this month, our rozi will be made easy. From all our difficulties, which we call today challenges, Allah will open the ways for us from there. And the Quran Sharif, right from the beginning till the end, with regard to taqwa, what we will get. So this is the month that we have to make this our object of acquiring this taqwa. And the method of acquiring it is keeping our rozas, and how we should keep rozas, which inshallah we will discuss. So we will get that if we work towards it, that taqwa is the thing that I have to acquire in this month. Then the rozas are farz, Allah has made them farz, and we keep it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. This will be what Allah is going to give us on keeping rozas. We are keeping rozas for the pleasure of Allah, and we keeping them properly. On that, Allah is going to give us taqwa. And taqwa, all the other benefits, innumerable benefits of taqwa, there are. And this is the month that we can acquire this. Then we get the side effects also, or the other things which really are not directly connected, but we will get all those benefits also. In dunya, the side effects, like of medicines, etc., are usually harmful. It happens that something will be of benefit to a person, like the side effects, what we will call. One person, the doctor had prescribed medicine for him, and it was square tablets. So he was sitting and breaking the corners. Somebody asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm breaking all the side effects, getting rid of them. But yeah, with rosa, the side effects of taqwa are going to be extremely good. And what is that? Our body and physical benefit that we're going to get. If we will keep rosa and we keep what is called rosa, proper rosa, our body is going to benefit tremendously. A good friend of ours who had gone to a dietitian, the dietitian told him that you people, the dietitian wasn't a Muslim, your Prophet, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has prescribed for you, for your bodily health, the best of things, and that is Rosa. So this Rosa, if we keep it, we keep it for the pleasure of Allah. On that, Allah is going to give us taqwa. On taqwa, our lives will be made. Difficulties, everything. And the side effects, the effects, the things which are not the direct objects, that which we are going to get. Today, Allah make us maaf, but most of us, we just worried about our health. If a person gets old, normally in old age, sicknesses start coming to a person. Or any other time also a person gets sick, normally the people will only make dua that he must get healthy, make dua for a long life and that. But for iman, for the qualities of iman, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to say, if a person asked Allah Ta'ala for everything, but he did not ask Allah, that I must get Allah, that he did not ask, he asked for nothing. And if he asked for nothing else, he only asked Allah that you become mine. You have asked for everything. So the thing that we have to get is we have to get Allah Ta'ala. And if we get Allah, we have got everything. So normally our objects of life, everything is just for dunya's things. Even we will make namaz also, everything. One Hindu person said they love to live near a masjid. Why? Because they get to hear the adhan. Why adhan? It puts them, their whole day's routine, they put in order. Now it's Fajr, we have to get up when we hear Fajr adhan. When it's Zohar, we have to have lunch. Now that wasn't the object, but all the side effects of our deen and of sunnat, every mustahab, every command of Allah, and the more important the command, the more greater the command, farz, and which is the basic of farz, iman, kalima, and then in amal, namaz, etc., they've got the greatest of benefits. And those things which we nowadays term as mustahab, sunnat, ghair mu'akkada, etc., they also have tremendous benefits for our worldly life. A hakim says that if woman knew that what the benefit of sajda is, the side effects, the other effects, which are not the objectives, the non-objectives, but the benefit, he says woman won't raise the head from sajda. Because he explains that in sajda, that is the only position that the blood gushes to the brains, to the head and to the whole face. The heart is like a pump. It's pumping. And for any pump to pump upwards against gravity is difficult, is hard. But the heart pumps and blood goes to the brain. If oxygen doesn't go to the brain, if blood doesn't go to the brain, it's a very, very serious condition. So anyway, it does pump it, and it does come there. But it is also not so very much. But when you go in sajda, now your head is lower than your heart. And the heart pumps easily. So the whole face, when it gets its blood, the woman won't need any cosmetics or any creams or any powders. When blood comes fully, the beauty will come to its height. It will just shine out. It will just shine out the beauty. The same way for all the functioning of the brain, all the intelligence of the brain, etc. When the blood goes fully there, and this Hakim writes beautifully. He says the sajda is only the noble or the honorable way for blood to go and just push into the face, into the brains, into the head, etc. The only other way is that you must hang yourself upside down. Tie your legs to the ceiling and so the blood can go down. But that is such a stupid and such a awkward and such a what it is. But in sajda, a person. So therefore also, and then we see we are encouraged to read tasbihat in sajda. 3, and we are encouraged to read more, 5, 7, 9. As much as we can, the more our head is in sajda, the more the benefits will also be. So every aspect of our deen, No matter what we can imagine, it's only goodness in our deen for our dunya also. So our rozas also, so the bodily benefit that we get, that is also untold benefits which we get. And with regard to this, the bodily benefits that we get by keeping roza, the same dietitian explained to that friend of ours that the fasting is such an institution that your whole body gets rest for 30 days. It's a real great, great detoxing system that has been prescribed for you. Of course, we don't do it with that intention. We do it the command of Allah. And Allah gives us taqwa on that. And then we get all the benefits of taqwa. But all this benefits that we get just by keeping roza, the body, the way it benefits, is very, very great. And when we open roza, the same dietitian says that your Nabi, your Prophet, has prescribed fruit to open your roza. The dietitian says there couldn't be a better thing on which you can open your roza. And again, it's not for us. It's sunnah to open the roza. On khajur, we have been encouraged. You haven't got khajur. Water, pure, clean water. Not juice, not tea, not anything else but water. So these things will benefit tremendously. And the dietitian says, if you open your roza on deep fries, which unfortunately is also commonly a practice, then the amount of good you did to your body, physical body, for the whole day, by staying away from food 12, 18, 20 hours, you do more harm to the body. But if you open it on khajur and fruit, khajur is dates are fruit, and the king of fruit, the khajur is the king of fruit. And today, more and more science, they are studying what khajur contains in it. The amount of benefits which are there are untold benefits. And when this is put, like many medicines the Hakim will prescribe, Nahar Mu, that is the first thing in the morning. So the body gets the maximum benefit. Now, you go for a blood test, they will say, or fasting blood test. You can't do it, you have eaten, now you can't do. So to get the right result. So on an empty stomach, the benefit the body gets is very, very great. So we kept our body hungry the whole day and we opened it with khajur. What to say about that? So these are the great, great benefits. So the main thing is the taqwa. And on this taqwa, you become Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. A person, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, wa you who believe, that means those who have got iman. By iman, you are going to go to Jannah. You have got iman. But to become the close friends of Allah and to go directly to Jannah, no problems in this world also, no problems at the time of maut in the qabr also, and to go directly to Jannah, just do one more thing, ittaqullah. It is just acquire taqwa. If you acquire this taqwa, iman you got. Now the completion of iman is taqwa. Like nikah, you make it's half of your iman, nikah, and the other half just have taqwa now. And then your whole iman will be complete, perfect iman. And then we cannot imagine what that marriage relationship will be, which is based on iman, and it is perfected and completed with taqwa. What greater thing there can be in a marriage on this basis. So on our life also, on this taqwa, that iman Allah has given. So now, just acquire this taqwa. So this is the month to acquire that taqwa. If we acquire it, and the barakat, and the miracle of Ramadan, the habit that we have acquired here in 30 days, it will last the whole year, it will last the whole life. Like that, Sufia especially have written, the ulama of the Sufi ulama, that a person who performs a habit of 40 days, that habit remains with a person. And it is taken that the child in the womb of the mother is formed in 340 days period. The child is formed in about 4 months and 10 days in the mother's womb. So three chillas, the child is formed in the womb of the mother. And then the whole life the child is on that pattern. because what was formed there. So generally 40 days are required, but the barakat of Ramadan, that the 30 days, if we observe them properly, that taqwa will seep into us. It is just for us now to observe the Ramadan properly, to observe the rozas, the fasting properly, and then we will get this taqwa. So this Ramadan is that month that has come, so to say, to deliver taqwa to us. It has come, and now you must take the delivery. Accept the delivery and take it. And for that, you have to sign the paper, you have taken delivery whatsoever. So how we are supposed to keep the rozas, just keep them like that. If we will do that, taqwa is going to come. It is, that Allah will give us taqwa. But for us, we must do what we have to do. Like Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Pananpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give this very beautiful example of those days. A father tells his child, you pass the exam, then I will give you a bicycle for having passed. Now this child, instead of worrying, passing the exam, he is drawing pictures of bicycles all the time. After he's finished with school, he's going to all the bicycle shops. And he's seeing all the different kinds of bicycles. He's not studying. Naturally, he's going to fail. And now he comes and asks his father, where's my bicycle? Father will say, he will kick him, will give him a punishment. You failed, and now you're still asking me for a bicycle. So, yeah, also, we want that taqwa. Taqwa, Allah will give. What we have to do is we keep our rozas properly. We make that effort of keeping our rozas as they are supposed to be kept. Allah will give us that taqwa. Taqwa is from Allah Ta'ala. We have that niyat. Allah has prescribed it for us. So the one great thing of this great month of Ramadan is that we acquire this taqwa. Another thing which is perhaps taqwa is hardly in our minds, that through this month of Ramadan I have to acquire taqwa. May Allah make us understand. Allah clearly explicitly states that the roza has been made for us so that you acquire taqwa. A thing which generally those who are deeni conscious, that for what is Ramadan? It is a month of making ibadat. With lot of sawab in this month. So it is definitely a month that Allah gives great, great rewards in this month for our ibadah. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, this is a month that there is one night, the ibadah of which is better than 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 months. Okay? So better than 83 years and 4 months. So the ibadah, the reward of ibadah is increased and magnified tremendously in this month. This is the month where every nafal becomes like a farad. And a farad, the 70 farad, it is multiplied and it is magnified. Mujaddid al-Fithani, rahmatullah ali, most probably it was Hazrat who said that a person's whole life's nafal cannot equal his farad. Two rakats of farad, which appears to be fajr is the only namaz with two rakats of farad. So our whole lives of tahajjud, and there are so many people who make so much tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, chas, salatul tawbah, salatul hajj, salatul shukr, salatul istikhara, many other namazes, all that together can equal faraz is of such a level, so high it is. And this is the month that a faraz becomes 70 faraz. And if we calculate every day, the 5 times namaz multiplied by 7 is 350. So it is like a year's, every day's namaz, it's like 1 year's namaz this we are making. And then the tilawat of reading everything in namaz. The Quran Sharif is the main aspect of the recitation in namaz. The reward of that also is multiplied so much. It comes in a hadith, a person who reads Quran Sharif without wudu. With touching the Quran is not permitted without wudu. We must have wudu. So this is, without wudu you are reading, of memory. So for every letter we get 10 sawabs, minimum. If we read it with wudu, 25. And if we read it in a sitting position in namaz, which now indicates that it is a nafal namaz. It is, the hadith is explaining a nafal namaz. Because farad namaz, without excuse, we are not permitted to sit. You must stand. It's a faridah. Farad to stand in namaz. So there's it's 50 for every letter in it, and in a standing position, 100. So Surah Fatiha, which has got 150 alphabets. So if you multiply that by 100, how much is it? And in a month of Ramadan, it is not only multiplied, it becomes the value of a faraz. And a faraz, how great. So how much a person can coin. If a person wants sawabs, then this is the month, this is the season to make that sawabs. And we are going to require these sawabs. What sawab Allah Ta'ala has promised for all the different actions, we will require it in Jannah. In Jannah, there will be shopping also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. And that shopping, you will need your currency also. And you won't be able to make your currency there. There's no business to make money and make your currency. The short while we have got, this is the time to make that currency. And that currency, the month of Ramadan is the most auspicious occasion to make that currency. The whole month. And then the Laylatul Qadr, that is a night again, what the great value will be. When a person, and there will be shopping places explained in various ahadith which ulama have written, for example, that there will be the forms of people. And if you would like to be like this, like a person who is tall, he feels I'm too tall if I was a little shorter. And the nature of mankind. If he's short, then he wants to be a little bit taller. A person who is very light in complexion, he wants to tan himself. And a person who is dark in complexion wants to become lighter in complexion. Everyone, person who is very thin, he is trying so hard to put on some weight that if he looks so skinny and like a scarecrow, how am I looking? And a person who's got too much weight on him, he is also all the time overtaken with this to put. But in Jannah, there will be how you would like to be, you will be made like that. But you'll have to pay the price. You'd have to have it to show, but it won't be taken from you. Because if it's taken, your money will diminish. You can't make it there, and nor will it be taken away. But the amount that we have here, so much we will, many times we go shopping, especially when the children are worth, they want something, and then we check in the wallet, we check, or we think about our credit card, I haven't got so much money, I can't buy. So there also, here is the time to make that currency. So the actual object here of the month of Ramadan is taqwa. But together with that, it is also the occasion to make our currency. So for tilawat of Quran Sharif, for every letter, what great rewards. And in namaz, how much more. And for everything else, the Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal Ala, for everything in the whole namaz, Allahu Akbar. Perhaps we don't pay attention to it, but in one rakat of namaz, how many times we say Allahu Akbar? Every time, besides Sami' Allahu liman hamida and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, every time we are saying Allahu Akbar. Also, we should think with that also, how many Ramzans have come and gone, we hardly knew what the object of Ramadan is. How many namazes we are making, but the greatness of Allah, we don't even ever think about it. We are repeating it, so it starts right from the Muaddin when he says six times Allahu Akbar. Four at the beginning, two at the end. In Iqama again, when we were just born, Takbir was said in the right ear, Iqama in the left ear, all the time Allahu Akbar. Janaza namaz, four Takbir safaras. If a person didn't read the du'as, his namaz will be made. We must read the du'as, we must learn them and read them. But the Takbir safaras. So everywhere, Allahu Akbar. But very sad, this greatness of Allah hasn't come into us. For small, petty things, just we cast Allah aside, my desires, I fulfill my desire. And we cast Allah aside, I will listen to shaitan. Allah is that great being who gave me existence. And nobody could make us. And nobody has made us. Not our parents. Not our mothers, our fathers, not the gynecologists. Nobody has made us. It is only Allah. And Allah's greatness, the greatness of Allah, not one baby a day it takes Allah to make. If it was also, what an achievement. One person, one human. But at the moment, according to statistics, World Health Organization, about 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. So Allah Ta'ala is supplying 500,000 eyes every day, 500,000 ears every day, 500,000 lips every day. And never did the announcement or any indication come that the workers in Allah's factory are gone on a strike. So would-be parents must consider, otherwise the children won't have lips, they won't have eyes. That factory is now at the moment, the workers are gone on strike or something. Continue. How great is Allah. But we just sort of discard Allah. And Allah made namaz so that the greatness of Allah comes into us. And then the Sahaba, all the righteous people, when the greatness of Allah was there, everything else meant nothing to them. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with a group of about 10 people or so, he goes to meet the enemy in their camp where they are. They were about 200,000 people, but at the meeting, whatever numbers. But there also the greatness of Allah, he had no awe of whatever. They had spread out, as we will say, the red carpet. As he's going with his spear, he's making holes in the carpet. You know, one of the other Sahaba, those people in our carpet, a visitor comes to us, they just walk with shoes, we take offense. And he makes holes in it. This means they had no meaning to them. The greatness of Allah had come into them. Today we can talk about it, but the greatness of Allah, small, small things, we just cast Allah Ta'ala aside. And Allah is watching. Allahu Akbar. Ulama have explained, you want to commit a sin, and there is a baby, 1.5 years old, 1 year old, 2 years old. Because of that baby, you don't commit the sin. But Allah, who is so great, and He is watching you, and you don't fear Allah Ta'ala. That baby can't harm you. You commit the sin, that baby can't make you go paralyzed, can't make you go blind, can't do anything. Allah, who can harm you so terribly, how great is Allah. And if Allah takes a person to task, what will be the condition of that person? Allah save us all. Allah is the Allahu Akbar in namaz. Anyway, namaz is that ibadat. If we want to make the coin for the year after, this is the ideal time. There couldn't be a better time that we can coin so much for the akhirat. So this month of Ramadan is the month that we can accumulate our sawabs also. And with the sawabs also, physically also, in this world also, like Allah Ta'ala says, those people who have iman and amal saliha, and on that sawabs also Allah Ta'ala gives, for such people, sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda, Allah will create love in the hearts of not only the people, even in the animals. Such are the people. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once was going somewhere, so he got to the station in Saharanpur. And a few people went before, Muslim people, but they didn't have tickets. And they got the person in charge there, asked them, where are your tickets? They were late. But when Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali came, he also did not have a ticket. The Hindu officer said, you go. So they asked, why? He hasn't got. Because he says, his face tells me he's a genuine person. And he will buy his ticket from the conductor on the train. So much they have trust on the Muslim people. That is, and the face tells this. So if we have those things, those qualities, Allah will put it in the non-Muslims also. The Sahaba, when they came to the jungles of Africa, they made announcement, we are the Sahaba of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you people must clear the jungles now. It was seen with the eyes of the people, the animals are going and taking the small ones and clearing out there. So this is all that we will get when we have these qualities in us. So this is the month to bring those qualities, the quality of showing kindness to other people, which we lack also very, very much. As our ulama explained, our condition is such that when we are eating with a friend in a plate, And there are three kawabs, for example, three nice pieces. All three are for me and nothing for my friend. The one is in my mouth already. The second one is in my hands. And the third one is in my eyes. And for my friend, nothing whatsoever. So when we eat with such people, one person was eating with such a person, and they were talking, so he asked that, how did your father die? So he said he was ill, he had a heart attack, he went to hospital, they did a bypass, a long story. Then he realized he's making me talk, and he's eating all the time. All the food is going to get finished. So he asked him, and how did your father die? So he thought, now I'll reverse it. So I can eat and he must talk. So he said, my father, one heart attack and he died. Finished, and he's carried on eating. So anyway, when these qualities are not on us, everything is for us. Everything must be for us. In that case, we are for nobody. When we are just for ourselves, and we are just to live everything, what is this body going to do for us? We did nothing for the ruh. But if we bring those qualities in this month of Ramadan, to serve people, to show kindness to people, what won't Allah Ta'ala give us? So the one was, this is the month of taqwa, and the side effect and the things which are non-objectives, we will experience great, great health because of roza. The second is, there's the sawabs that we get. And this is the month to accumulate as much as we can. And for many of us, Ramadan is a month of ibadat. That you must make your ibadat. And we must make our ibadat. Quantity is also required, though quantity is not the object. Quality is the real object. So that also we should pay attention to. Then this is the month of dua also. Allah has given this month where du'as are so readily accepted that the whole 24 hours du'as are accepted. Like that also Allah accepts, but yeah, even more Allah Ta'ala accepts du'as. The whole day du'as are accepted. The whole night du'as are accepted. And who is there to say, I haven't got needs? Every one of us. And yeah, especially if we have come here, and if we have come for our Islah, it will be a sad show that we didn't even make one dua for our own Islah. Forget Islah for all who have come, and all the world's khanqas, and all who are gone in Jamaat, and wherever else, that Allah make the Islah of every person. Oh Allah, make my Islah, make my wife's Islah, make my children's Islah. If we haven't made that dua, then perhaps we don't know that where we have come and why we have come. If we have just come here and other things that we are just looking at, then perhaps it shows that we don't know really for what we have come. So to make dua, and really to make, if we are making dua, perhaps for our health we make. Perhaps we are making dua to get a job, to making dua that for any other problem. But are we making dua for our Islah? And our Islah is fardh ain. For every person, for his Islah to be made, it is fardh ain. So, and duas also we make, and all these other things that we have to make dua for. To make dua of a good khatima, to die on iman. To make dua for qualities like truthfulness. Qualities like sacrificing for other people. Qualities like working for the deen, that the deen becomes alive in the world. All those things that we have, that, oh Allah, we make dua, make me a musalli. That namaz, how it's supposed to be. Ya Allah, make me like that. Make my wife a musalli. Make my children musallis. For everything, duas. So this is the month of duas. But are we really giving time for duas? And if we are, think, what du'as are we making? For what are we making du'as? We all complain about, for example, we just talked about Saudia. Things are very bad now. New laws have come, etc. But did we make du'a that things must come right? All the munkarat, all the things which Allah has made haram, have we made du'a? Ya Allah, crush all the wrong things in the world. Whether it is sexual abuse, whether it is drugs, whether it is alcohol, whether it is kufr and shirk, whether it is a woman's lib and woman fighting for their rights, all these things, that we may make dua. And when our yaqeen is, the dua is only Allah. And we say, what can I do? If all I can do, which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you're wasting your time just discussing all these things. And today our whole thing is just discussing all this here. We don't even think of a solution, and even if it is a solution, that others must do it. But dua is the weapon of a mu'min. And we have to use this weapon which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So if we make dua that all the munkarat, destroy them completely in the world, and all the ma'rufat, the commands of Allah, make them existent. Those things which we feel today, it's not an Islamic world anymore, not an Islamic country, my home is not Islamic, how can I bring these things even in my home? But Allah is the God, control over everything. And together there with that, we also make dua, oh Allah, use me as a means for this. And with afiyat and salamati, oh Allah, you use me as a means for this. So dua also Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then there are many other qualities also in this month, the month of sabr. And sabr, there are three types. One is the only normal sabr that we understand. Sabr is when difficulties come upon us, then we make sabr. We don't speak wrong things. We don't act in the wrong way. That is sabr. That sabr we shouldn't really ask for, because that sabr means that you are asking for problems. The sabr we have to ask that al-ta'a, sabr al-ta'a, that when we have to fulfill the commands of Allah, give me that perseverance to make sure I fulfill it. Fajr, the watch rings, or whichever way we are awoken, to make Fajr namaz. Cold day, you just move the blanket a little bit, you're feeling again. Again you quickly pull the blanket. Now sabr is to move it out and to go and make your taharat, catch your purity. So sabr on that. Sabr anil ma'asiyah. The desire for guna comes strong in a person. But now you must make sabr that I won't commit that guna. No matter how much my desire is, I won't commit it. So that's sabr. And this is the month of that sabr. And this is the month where even a smoker who just can't give up his smoking, but he proves it to himself, 12 hours I don't smoke, 16 hours I don't smoke. So he made sabr from that. And he gave up his smoking or whatever. So this is the month that if we make effort on that, and we got that quality of sabr, that every command of Allah we fulfill, for the rest of the year becomes easy for us. And every haram we stay away. This is all this great month is here to offer us, to give it to us. We just have to pick it up from the dasturkhan. Like you have a dasturkhan and somebody tells you, that soup you're not having, you know what that soup is and what has been put in that soup. How much of physical strength you will get from there. How this dish, that dish, what things there are in there. This is the month where the spiritual dish and the dasturkhan which Allah has laid out, which Ramzan Khan comes and it lays it out for us. It is just for us to take now. And we can enjoy all the beautiful dishes of Ramadan. Whether it is the roza itself is a great enjoyment. One person meets a young boy in a jungle, a shepherd, and he says, this hot day and you keeping roza, nafal roza. Why are you keeping roza? He said that free day, I've only got to look after my animals, they grazing, I'm sitting in the shade of the tree. So why shouldn't I keep roza? Fi ayyamil khaliyah. My empty days, I'm not really working hard. So rozas, for those people who have realized, rozas are enjoyment. And when that can come, we hear about our buzurgs, the little children should cry when every day they should get food. Lunch, breakfast, supper, they're getting food, they should cry. And not three meals, one meal a day they should cry. And they should ask, when is the guest of poverty going to visit us again? The mother says, today no food. Today we're going to keep rozas. Today we're going to make sabr, no food. They should enjoy this. May Allah bring that to us too. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hunger, and there was no food in his house. Three moons used to pass. Two months used to pass. It was not by force. It was by choice. He chose to live a life like that. Allah offered to make the mountains of gold and go with him wherever he wants to. And this also, yeah, we can't understand. In Jannat, the rivers of Jannat will follow a person where they go. He'll have like what they call a magic wand. And as he moves it, that river will flow also with him. And whatever he wants, zanjabila, or the wonderful drink of zanjabil, or the other beautiful drinks of Jannat, just where he wants it, he will get. So all that is to be acquired in this month. So for like that, if Allah makes it, we all can understand, this is the month to appreciate and all these things, to get our taqwa, to sort out our bodies also, and then to sort out, to accumulate our treasures and our badges and our bank balances for akhirat also. And then du'as with which we can change the condition of the world, what du'as we can change. And then with sabr, and then with hamdardi, kindness to other people also. All these qualities which have been explained in Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu's hadith and many other hadith. May Allah make it that we do with this Ramadan of ours, it becomes like that. And every Ramadan, how many? And when that will be the case, we can understand. We won't only wait for the next Ramadan, we'll wish the whole year must be Ramadan. And when Ramadan is offering all this, it is not a month that we keep hungry only. It is a month to acquire all this. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.